Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, guess what, everybody? Yes, it is Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo! Right there, Jimbo. So welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show, the show where we give readings, maybe share a giggle or two, and discuss some really meaningful insights while we have some fun. So I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your love doctor for the next, about an hour or so. And I want to welcome all of our blog talkers. Yay! You folks come to us from around the world. Love it. Love it. So much. So we will have Jimbo explain how you folks can call in without spending an arm and a leg in roaming fees. Also, we have our Facebookers. Yay!
Facebookers.
Yes, you are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So please share your input, you know, what you have, any feedback regarding our callers or insight they've been given. We would love to share with everybody. Now, I also want to mention I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Nothing special.
Ordinary,
yes. And that's the method my grandmother taught me that she called personal prophecy. It's important for us to make this distinction because many initially confuse it with, say, tarot or other oracle cards, or any of the multitude of great systems that are out there for perceiving the future. This one uses only ordinary cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. Also, I want to let everybody know I will be using a full 24-card layout for your readings, just so I can do your reading in a manner that I feel most comfortable, which is also the layout I use in my private sessions. However, for your phone call reading, we'll only do one layout as you present to the cards your question or two, right? They get up to two.
You should ask them up front. Don't ask them at the end, the second one.
Yeah, we'd like them up front.
If you got two, that's cool. Ask them up front. That's the way to do it. But if they're related, it really works good, but they don't have to be.
All right, and with that, I believe it's time for me to turn it over to Mr. Wonderful, our very own Jimbo Baggins.
All right, we want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only, as I do my other gig here, keeping track of stuff. Our opening disclaimer to the legal world we live in nowadays. We also would like to remind everybody, both the callers and the folks on Facebook, if you are international, let us know and we'll give you an international live shout out like we're going to do for Laura from Canada.
Yay, Laura.
All right. This time, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call or Skype in. And you can Skype in, which means Skype is computer, which means you can Skype in if you wanted to. Another country. Now, there's fees involved, but I can tell you that fee won't touch a cell phone call, but it's up to you what you want to do there. When you call in, you'll be told about going on hold and listening to the show while you wait, and that will happen. I haven't checked yet, but I'm going to have faith tonight. Usually I check every show, but I'm going to let it roll. We haven't had an issue for a long time. This is real wood.
There's your drum roll.
And when we take you live, we want you to do a bunch of things here. If you safely and legally can, we'd like you to immediately get off your speakerphone and Bluetooth, or Bluetooth, it isn't regional, but both, because We'll tell you why at the end. Hey, we'd like to kill all the sounds you had going on while you were waiting. Maybe you were doing dishes or something. Stop all the multitasking. And if you can, perfect scenario, you're in your casa and you can go find the best place in your house. It's comfy, quiet, and has great cell phone reception. And the reason we say these things is because your call goes through the normal cell phone world, and then it goes to the Blog Talk Radio internet, and it goes to our computer and out our computer speaker. So the quality goes downhill by the time we hear it. And it can be rough if you got a lot of stuff going on, background noises, or if you're trying to run a marathon or something while you're doing that. So please try not to do those things.
It's okay if your dog barks, you know.
Oh, we're talking about the minor little kid says something. It's the constant ones. Like, we don't want you to be like standing next to a train station and the trains are coming and going and stuff like that. You know, if you work at NASA, get away from the launch pad. All right. Okay. Stuff like that. And I think hello. We do offer another method for getting a hold of the show, every show except for Mondays, because it's a different ballgame. We will open the floor occasionally for Messenger audio video calls, because there are folks that cannot dial in or Skype in. Typically, the international folks are the prime example, but we get some domestic folks that just can't pull it off.
Also, I wanted to add, this is a news, breaking news bulletin. I did some checking, and we can add WhatsApp, which is a platform that many of you use who don't like Facebook. There are people that don't like it, believe it or not.
Well, that'll be interesting because they better have Facebook to know about WhatsApp, because that's where you post.
Well, they may be listening here.
If they're listening here, they're just going to call in like they normally do, right? I don't know, but anyway, it's something else. It's another option. Options are great. You always want multiple choices in this world. You know, three's better than two. Two's better than one, right? Right, you're bloody well right. Anyway, let me get back to where I was going with that.
All right.
We will open some windows here and there for folks that want to get a hold of us on audio or video call on Facebook Messenger. Now, a couple catches there, nothing major. Is you got to wait till we tell you. That's a big one because there's no hold system. You also have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
I know.
And
it's a burden, but.
And you have to, when the time comes, that's who you're going to do the messenger thing with, is Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. Now, if you're brand new and he's like, oh, I'm not friends with Deborah Lee. Oh, well, if you're on here, you can make me befriend her real quick. There's two, search for Deborah Lee. There's two with her picture. Send friend request to both, and then tell us, hey, I'm new. I want to, when that window comes up, I want to do this. I just found a request, and she will accept right here, right now.
Go with the one that has.
Pick them both. But don't
no glasses.
Just pick both of them that look like her. You can't lose them. There's a weird thing we don't really need to explain. Only one is really active, but one is kind of like sort of alive, and it's tied there. It's like a dark side.
It's like I have some kind of weird twin.
She's got some alter.
Yeah.
Another parallel universe thing going on, but they're connected.
When I try to
you kill
delete
one and they
it,
both die.
Yeah, the other one wants to go. This one wants to go too. So we can't have that.
All right. Also tonight.
Yeah.
On Fridays it is Rebel card reading. So when you hear the yeehaw, the Rebel yell, basically, that means you're reading with Deborah has concluded. It doesn't mean your reading with Deborah is almost over and you got to get those quick questions in, because that's BS. It means the reading is over and you're going to get a rebel card on your way out the door. So it's just one card, so it's not going to take forever. Calls are stacking up. We don't have time for this multiple question thing back and forth, multiple layouts.
Hire me if that's what you
go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, and you can arrange a private reading on the time block, and then that's you and her and all of the questions and readings you can during that time frame.
Exactly.
No rebel yells, no harps, no nothing. And I believe I have covered everything. So let's get on to it. I don't have to look this up because our first caller is Skype, and we don't know where they are.
Hello there. Oh. Welcome to the show.
Hello, doctors. I hope you can hear
me.
Awesome. You're calling number one.
Hi,
we like
hello, doctors.
Yes, we're glad to have you. You're the first caller to the show. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to call, and because I have a lot of going on in my life, right, and community assistance, trying to get some things in order. I do have a question, please, and I do apologize. Just need reassurance. You know, your mother and a psychic and an educator, and it's just like Mr. Limbo, and really accurate and very honest people. So I just have a question. I need to know if I'm still going to be getting assistance. Can I get assistance from him and resources? And I'd like to know, am I still going to continue with that? Because he told me something today. I'm at a different level point in my life right now.
What did he can you tell us what he said today?
Well, he has a lot of business meetings going on, but he said, I have a different point of level in my life right now. But I understand that because so do I. And if he doesn't, that gets changed. But I want to know, will I still get assistance from him?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you still need assistance from him? Is that your question?
Financial? Do I still get assistance from him? Is he still going to be in strength and help even though
hearing her?
Yeah, the audio is really strange. It kind of...
Melissa.
It's really weird audio. I don't know if you're on speaker or if we got the show running in the background somewhere. Some weird stuff going on.
I'm sorry. I'll do it again. Is he still going to us?
Yes.
Is he still going to assist me resources? Because I know that he knows doesn't want him to help me, but he's helped me for a near 5 months. I get assistance from him and advice, and I need that because I'm working on certain things.
Oh, so you're not asking him to buy into your business?
You want to find out if you're still going to continue to get assistance and advice, correct?
Yes, you got it, Mr. Jimbo. And I'm sorry about the background noise. I'm in near a tunnel right now.
Oh, she's in a tunnel.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right.
That'll do her.
Okay. So that's her question.
Okay, yeah. And other people are having it. Well, I'm imagining going to the back of the window. So they heard us. That's the deal. The cards are going down. And will the flow her way? The assistance, not monetary.
I got it.
The guidance, the advice, the, you know, the point you in the right direction type of stance.
It's a very strange tunnel.
Are you in a tunnel to another dimension?
No, it's a car parking lot. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering. It's really weird that when people are having weird background noises, by the time we hear them, they sound not like they really are.
They're very distorted.
Yeah. Some people sound like they're on actual airplanes and it's taking off, and they're not, of course, but it's just weird how they come out on our airplane. All right, your cards are done, my dear.
Okay, Melissa, I'm going to turn the volume down a little because there's a lot of collateral noise around you. What I'm going to say here is, if that other woman has anything to do with it, he's not going to be giving you any more assistance. Things between those two partners in business is slowly coming to a, I guess you could say, climax.
Fork in the road, something, decision point. A lot of different terms can be used, yes.
She does not want him to have anything to do with you. And if he knuckles under, you know, if he surrenders to her demands, not only is it meaning that he won't communicate much with you, but it's also going to show you what kind of man he is and his intentions. I wonder, do you agree?
I mean, of course, 100% logic. The logic is all there.
Am I still going to get help from him?
He will.
I'm not clear.
On the ground wall, he will when he can, but it's not going to be as frequent as it used to be.
It sounds like you won't be able to count on it in a timely manner.
Bottom line, Melissa, I've known you for quite some time through the show. I think this guy is playing. What's your take on this? Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's
Yeah, I think he's playing her,
tap dancing around any kind of direction. I don't know if I'll use the word commitment, but you know what I mean.
He's been promising for a very long time.
He's been very wishy-washy.
Yeah. And now she's looking like she's running the show with him. So I've got to just tell you honestly, you may need to be looking for a future partner. Just, you know, and all. I don't think it's going to happen here, honey. I just don't. And I'd love to tell you that it will.
But we have to. You got to tell.
It's the truth, yeah.
You got to read the cards. The cards are laid out. Yep.
Yeah. So we can try again. Like, we'll be here again tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always keep checking. Keep checking to see if it changes. Or...
Yeah, because right now I'm not seeing him do anything to get her off his back. Wow, that is so annoying.
All right, we're going to give you your rebel card reading real quick before we move on.
Thank you.
The rebel cards are not lovey-dovey, harpy, angel stuff. The subject is don't talk to anyone, don't look at anyone. You need some time alone, and you know why.
Boy, there's a card that's direct, huh?
Yeah, it's the rebel cards. They don't tap dance.
I think also, Melissa, he's looking, well, I'm just getting the early feeling that he's hoping you will end the relationship.
Yeah, because, some people are too chicken to do it themselves.
Yeah, I get that he's too chicken. Okay. So we'll try again with your cards tomorrow or whenever you're free.
All right, thank you so much, Melissa.
Yeah.
Real quick, another international shout out to Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yep. Yep, the mighty have fallen.
There he is.
Right? The mighty have fallen, haven't they? You know, we're talking about World Cup.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The favorites to win it all? Out of there. All right, anyway, you know what they say, when you got to go, right?
Who's going to win? Who's going to take winner take all?
I don't know. They were favored to.
Oh.
The team that was favored to going in has exited.
Was that his team?
No. Well, they play it tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, they do?
No, it's very often they will. They're stacked usually pretty good.
Okay.
A lot of star power, and it's just their badass thing they do. It's one badass thing they do. But Croatia said goodbye.
Do people bet on that?
People bet on everything on
they
Croatia.
Do.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Next caller, we're going to go to area code 919 down in North Carolina, right underneath us. 919. Welcome
North
to the show.
North Kakalaki. Welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Yes. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Kay, the North Carolinian in Georgia.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Georgia, that's right.
Been a little bit.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Thought about you and wondered how you're doing.
I am doing good. I am doing good. I haven't heard from that stalker person. I can tell. I know she's still kind of looking. I think my reaction to her just kind of blew her completely away. So I haven't had the problem. But on that note, Karen and I haven't really communicated much. I know it really shook her up. So I'm just trying to see what is going on with this.
Okay. That's a fair enough question. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was doing something. It was what?
She wants to know. Remember, this is the stalker type of situation. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
oh,
She, I haven't had any issues with her. The question is, what's going on with that for Karen?
Yeah. If you've got another one, now is the time.
Oh, okay. Well, she was supposed to be coming here to celebrate my birthday, which is December 29th. So depending on the first answer, will let me know whether or not that's actually going to happen.
Is your relationship progressing? Is it at the level that you'd like it to be?
No.
Yeah.
I figured probably not if you're not sure about the birthday thing.
Yeah,
but
correct.
Checking in right now on what her thoughts and feelings are.
It doesn't mean they won't get there. It doesn't mean that the party's over or anything, but it's not where you would like it to be. That's obvious.
Correct.
Well,
correct.
And see where Karen
makes sense.
Is.
Well, you're right. Now, that's the thing is she can do the little dream.
Yes, we are medicine spying right now.
Yep.
And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
But, right. You know, it is what it is, right?
And that kind of is a blanket phrase. It is what it is.
Yes, it is a blanket phrase.
Well, it means basically, and I miscounted. I'm sorry.
I like the phrase, though, because here's the bottom line is. Sometimes something is, you don't need to break it down to the atomic level. Just say, why is it like that? It's what it freaking is. You know, it's just the way life is. But, you know, sometimes you can't say, oh, geez, that thing just, this one thing happened. Let's see if we can analyze it. No, just say, it is what it is. That shit just happened. So,
yep.
people is another one. You know, this person did that, this person did that. Hey, you know, people are people, which means there's good people. There's middle of the road people, and then there's ass wipes. So there's all sorts of people.
Yeah, boy, you've got to categorize.
Well, I mean, just, you know, your average person is average, nice person, you know, but then you have your extremes, right? You got the people that are super over, like almost goddess saint level, and then you got the other people that the devil might be scared of them, you know? So the devil would be like, you know, I actually don't think I want you in hell. You might take over. So that type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm almost done here. I miscounted.
Okay.
It needs time for a new deck.
Well, I am not the deck master.
No.
She looked at me when she said it, like, I am the, oh, well, I have a couple of decks. No, I do not.
Well, Karen is still very much into you, Dave. The thing is, that other woman has scared her. So she's been afraid. She's afraid.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
So was she supposed to come to you? Do you live in the location?
Well, see, her she's in California, Georgia, but her daughter, she has two daughters that live here. So it's not that she was coming just for me, but she did rearrange. So instead of coming Christmas Day, she's coming after Christmas around my birthday time.
And to maybe spend New Year's with you?
Yes.
Well, that would be very nice. I see no reason for her to be so afraid. I really think that this other chick is going to go away, leave you guys alone. She's going to find a new victim.
Okay. I think she may already have started, but yeah,
well,
that makes sense.
Oh, that would be terrific.
That's what you know, it's sad, but that's like a lot of times that's what you have to hope for. Because you can't hope that they will stop being like insane.
Yeah.
So you have to hope that they will be some other poor person, you know.
You're so right, Jimbo. That is sad. I really do think that the way that I handled it just completely shocked her because I didn't. I know Karen is afraid of it, but you know, sometimes you can be afraid of how you how someone behaves, but you're also afraid of how you will handle it. So I think that's where her mindset is too. She knows that her response could be just as bad as the stalker's if pushed.
Now,
me,
I think shut
me
that
on the
other
hand, I'm just
you weren't playing, Kay, and you pretty much shut her down by not telling her anything. Yeah.
I did. She don't even know how to respond. And I meant to tell you, I saw her out at a party, a gathering, maybe a week or two later. I saw her, but I refused to even acknowledge or entertain her because I knew she could be messy. And I said, knowing her, she would take pictures and men just use it. So I pretended she wasn't even around. So she knows.
You know, I'm seeing her right here. That woman was afraid of you at that party. She wondered if you would start something up with her. And she's made up, right there I see, she's made up her mind through the Ace of Spades straight up that she's not messing anymore.
At least she's not totally whack job psycho because they don't care. So at least there's a little bit of sanity there.
And you know
something?
Yeah, she drinks too much.
I told you.
Yes. She's a former drug addict way back when, but I say she's still you answered my question. I have always said I think she does,
and she makes very bad decisions when she drinks or is using.
Yes.
I think more alcohol.
You mean somebody makes bad decisions when they're on drugs or alcohol?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that happening.
Jimbo is in reform today, isn't he?
He is. Oh, yeah.
So thank you, Bo.
We love you, Kate.
Yeah.
So, oh, wait now.
Thank
real quick, you got
yeah.
a you got a quickie
oh.
rebel card reading. The mm-hmm. subject is, you think someone is lying? They are.
Ew.
So you must think about that. That might not even pertain
might
to this question.
Might relate to work.
Or it could pertain to something in this question in an indirect way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
so,
I think somebody's lying?
Yeah, if you get a feeling that somebody's lying, the card says, they are.
Aha. Mm-hmm. I know what that means. Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
We don't hear from you before the holiday, you know, for Christmas. Have a good one. And please, give, if you can, give us a call on your birthday.
Oh, the 29th?
Or the day before. We give special reading, birthday reading.
You get a birthday reading.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you're busy on your birthday, we understand you can do it the day before.
Yeah, you can do it the day after.
Or the day after, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times you might be, you might be hanging from a chandelier or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
I can't wait on tonight.
All right, well, thank you. It's been a while, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you for calling,
thank
and thank you,
you
for holding.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
All righty, then.
She's so darling.
Very, very, very positive, and
yeah,
it was cool. It was
and
cool.
How about running into that other woman at the party?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other woman was scared of Kate. I could see it in the reading.
Which means she's not totally a lost psycho freak nature.
Right.
They're not even scared of. They're just so whacked up. They can't even know what your consequences are.
Yeah.
All right. I have just been in the room, so it'll beat my voice. But I have just opened the floor to Facebook Messenger audio or video calls. The clock ticks.
Yeah,
the window is open. Tickety, tickety, talk. All right, and I will look at my list. Don't worry, you guys on hold. Folks, you will be next.
Someone's coming. Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Welcome.
Laura. It's Laura.
It is Laura. I kinda,
yeah.
She was inquiring.
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Actually, we've had a pretty good week.
My day went smoking fast. It was
yeah.
smoking fast. It was like a 3-hour
day. Your throat
day.
Sounds better.
Your throat sounds better.
Yeah. It comes and goes. And I did a lot of private sessions with people today. And by the time I was done, I sounded like a frog because I got so hoarse. Yeah.
I would like to know if you see anything about my ICBC claim.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Anything new?
God, yeah, that has been...
Are they going to give you interest?
No, they don't do that.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course not. That would be the right thing to do. So,
Yeah,
but when there's a process that controls things and you can't do squat about it.
No.
Nothing.
It's very true.
Yep, you're caught. It's a system. The system's got you.
It's not like that other lady who calls in with her insurance issue. She was able to hire a
got her own lawyer, and, you know, yeah.
A Cracker Jack lawyer.
And there's no...
I have a lawyer.
Oh, that's right, you do. But I guess his hands are tied.
Only so much you can do, yeah. Well, let's see. It's just, she hasn't asked for it for a little while, so maybe we'll get some updates here in the cards.
About
on Christmas Eve, I have a appointment at the hospital to get a MRI done on my spine.
Hmm.
So I think maybe he's waiting for that report. I don't know.
That would make sense.
I would agree.
That could be very important.
I would agree. And I think that after that one scene here, the dam is going to start to break so that this will move forward. It's all these appointments and you have to wait. You know, it's like hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yes, there's good news coming from that. Very good news for you. So,
do you see a month?
Oh, boy, let's see what jumps out.
Mm.
Have I said February before?
No.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's pretty.
Let's hope for it to be sooner.
As long as she's waited, that's really soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The court is in May, and I'm hoping I won't have to wait that long.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Boy, all right, well.
We should check in after your MRI.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah, look in again.
Yeah, that'll be Christmas Eve at 11 o'clock at night. It's getting done.
No, but I mean, that's when it gets done. But by the time it we have to allow some time for it to get into the lawyer's hands, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it'll probably be January, right?
Probably. I would say check like the second full week of January in on this, on that particular question. You can do it sooner if you want, but that's probably when you might see some significant answers, maybe.
That's what I would think, too.
That could be a big deal.
Well, I've already been diagnosed with bulging discs and osteoporosis in my hip and pelvis.
Wow.
So, and it's only gotten worse in the last year, so.
Well, sure, and that really deprives you of quality of life.
And if you're getting an MRI on your spine, those discs should come out really clear in that picture.
Do they lay you on your tummy? How do they do?
I think you go in
MRI.
You go in on your back, right?
Well, I thought it would be.
Yeah, no, you don't. MRI, you don't really need to change weird positions. It can.
Okay.
It's got a.
No, you just lie flat on your back.
Yeah, it's got a 360 view, and they can focus on whatever part they want. Have you ever seen them?
I've only had head ones.
It's like the magnet aligns certain atoms in your body and stuff, and it comes out. You've seen the pictures. They look like CGI pictures of, you know, it's like weird. They don't look real. They look so good. Like real pictures almost of your stuff.
Well, there's serendipity around this card here that I'm seeing. I'm believing it's her lawyer. And there's the money card, which is a great, fantastic card in reading.
Yeah.
We all love money.
Money does not hurt me.
And the serendipity could definitely be the cutting of red tape, that they're getting to it. All right.
Okay.
So I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. And we'll hope for the best and manifest that best.
Yeah. Oh, I've been trying.
Oh, I know, when it starts to get maddening.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
Yep. And
look at this. Wait a minute. Stop the presses. The card just fell out of the deck. Grandma said, if it falls, how does it go? If it falls to the floor, it's coming to the door. Ten of hearts, ten of diamonds, I mean.
Yeah.
That is money. Money, money, money. And it's
nice.
Coming to your door.
And your rebel card's subject is laugh.
Yeah.
Where the hell is your sense of humor? I guess it means you got us. Don't be too negative.
Yeah. Well, it's hard when.
Which is easier said than done.
Yeah.
But,
sometimes, I try and stay positive.
Yeah.
What you gotta do.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta figure out some way to vent, laugh, or maybe get angry, go outside and scream.
Yeah.
At nobody, just go, ah! And then you're like, okay, I feel better. You
know? All right, well, that's an awesome reading. Thank
always,
you so much.
Always wonderful to hear from you, Laura.
She was like,
okay.
Yeah.
She was the first one in the Facebook Live viewing.
Oh, I know.
Like, instantly, ba-bam.
Yeah, there she was.
So I got to ask a question. So it still does not, you still do not get notifications when we go live?
I am now, but and it's with everything I follow. I have to click get live notifications every third or fourth time.
Wow.
I have to keep redoing it.
It's free software, so I guess we get what we pay for.
God, I guess.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yes,
I concur. Yes, indeedy.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, glad we can have
you watching the show.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Jim, I think you have to tell your story now.
Jim, out of the blue?
Yeah.
There's not even a segue.
Well, I will make one right
now.
I
can't wait to see how she makes this fucking segue.
Okay.
And I said the F word, it's Friday. We're not on News for the Soul.
All right. I've asked Jim, we've been doing some research on different crazy studies that we were going to do on Friday nights for the show. And the one thing we came up with was something weird about men using the bathroom. And I asked him, see, I made it there. I asked him, what is the...
You jumped from a ship to the train tracks. I mean, it wasn't like a smooth transition. But go ahead anyway.
And I said, have you ever seen anything bizarre in the men's room? And he said, yes, I have. And this is his take on it.
That one wasn't me seeing it, but my buddy came back right away and told us immediately as he left it. And he said, yeah, he walked by. It's a big bathroom for, you know, we're in a giant building, so it's massive amount of stalls.
Where was this, at work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was walking by, looking for an empty stall. And, what do you see? You see people's ankles and legs and stuff. And he said, he walked by this one, and he saw also, like, a little paper, little tray down there. And somebody decided while they're going poo-poo that they should probably have their chicken wings while they're sitting there eating, snacking. And they put the wings down. When they finish the wing, they drop it down in the little cup and eat. Must have had another container with more wings. So I guess maybe they were just figuring, hey, you know what? I'll just eat right here and sit here, and then it'll come out eventually. I'll just sit here and just maybe
kill
just do the whole cycle.
Stone.
I guess. Yep.
Well, there's your little Friday.
Yeah. What a great place. What a great place to enjoy a meal. Especially in that big, so you get a lot of wow. Sometimes if you enter at the wrong time, I feel like you might not get out alive.
You may
be overcome by the smell.
I don't know if men are eating toxic waste or what it is, but man, oh man, you can turn a bathroom into, what would you call it, like a condemned area real quick.
Yeah, and there's like a certain time in the morning, because I guess a lot of people are morning people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
that first cup of coffee.
Yeah, I think that there's a certain time, not right away, but like within an hour or so after work officially starts, where you're rolling the dice. And I've rolled in there before just to go pee, and that's by the door. And I was hoping that I was not going to die while I was peeing from the obnoxious fumes. And I felt like I should have got some kind of a medal for surviving the piss and the poop storm.
God. All right, shall we get back to it?
We shall go to colors. And here we go. Always like this. We're going to caller area code 775, which the area code says Nevada.
Oh.
But I think we know better.
Okay, welcome to the show. Is this Wendy?
Hi, yes it is. Thank you both.
Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you too. I've got COVID, yes.
We've had it like three times.
But yeah.
Really? Oh my God. I had three shots to prevent it, but I know that doesn't make you invincible. And
no.
My doctor wanted me to have a fourth, but I said, no, I wish I had taken it.
Yeah, we need to get that.
We have that.
We need to get the fourth, too. We need to just have
the three will help you to have, it should be milder and shorter.
Right, for us, it lessened it, and it made it, the duration was much shorter.
So we're real sorry to hear that, and hopefully you'll have a speedy recovery. Makes you wonder where you got it. You don't know where you got it. So,
do you have a psychic feeling that I'm going to be okay? Will I recover? I am 71.
Well, you know what? And I'll look at this for you.
Sure.
And I'll give you my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't give you a test or a diagnosis at this point, but I can look at it for you. Sure.
It's the medical disclaimer that I'm throwing out for the folks that haven't really watched or listened to us before. We'll answer any question you ask except gambling, and we won't even go down that road. Why?
Because I don't do it well enough.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of different reasons. But we'll answer medical, legal, structural engineering questions. She'll take a shot at it, but legal disclaimer, you can't hold us to anything to get out of that.
Engineering?
Yeah, maybe somebody wants something. Hey, I just saw my foundation's got a crack in two major deals.
Right, right.
Is my house going to collapse? Yeah, you can take a look at the cards, but you can't hold her to it legally.
Oh, I think I really might not even call them out. They're the cards, when they get old, they start doubling up on each other.
A little sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my cheapskate days, as a child,
you put powder.
We would put them in a little bag that you would take your lunch to school with. We put them in there and put some Johnson's baby powder in there and shake it up, and that helped a lot. Mm-hmm. But we don't need to do that. We actually have money. We have like the $3 or $4 it costs. When you're a kid, they were only like, 30, 40 cents. But even then, we were like, you're 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Like, I got money for that.
Oh, right off the top, Wendy. And I got to still lay out the rest of them. But right on the top, I wanted to know from the deck if you were going to have a short bout with COVID and that it would be of a milder, strain.
Right. So right off the bat, you're kind of thinking that her decision to get all the vaccines has helped.
Yes, she's going to be
at home. She chose wisely.
You got to stay at home and rest.
Sure.
Now, if you were 21, you'd probably be still running out to the bars.
But you shouldn't be. Yeah.
Well, they're all bulletproof, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm saying for other people, not for yourself.
And just take good care of yourself. And the cards are showing that, yes, you will have a shortened COVID experience.
Oh, that reminds me. The guy I work with that sits 2 feet from me just found out his one of his kids is sick with the flu.
And?
He sits like 2 feet from
me. Oh, so he told you in case he brings...
So maybe you exposed is all I'm saying. He didn't say it was COVID. But anyway, let's go back to the important reading, the reading.
I just want you to know, yes, you're going to be back on your feet in no time. And it's actually
thank you very much. I sent an email to Eddie asking two questions, whether or not they received the disc of the medical information and the imaging, and if they had heard back from the representative because he had sent a letter of representation and no response. Maybe he's just busy.
Well, when people are taking some time off around now, a day here, 2 days there, maybe he's sick, you know? It's like Friday. I would expect they'd catch up with you by Monday on all of that.
Okay.
You know what, Wendy, use the time for you to relax.
Well,
you know,
I hope I beat this COVID really quickly. My doctor hopefully will call me tonight. And I've heard that it's really critical right away to notify your doctor because there may be medication that can be prescribed.
And
there are some things out there now. Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
There are some things out there. And if there's a few factors, like one of them is your age or if you have other conditions, they will be more apt to prescribe those things.
I think we had some breathing treatments. The first time we had it, it was bad. We had it bad, but it went away pretty.
Yeah, it was bad, but it still didn't linger, at least. That's the thing. It's all right. Well,
I definitely feel, hon, you're going to have a speedy recovery.
We do wish you have a speedy recovery. Things out there. We every time flu season comes around, I kind of try to make her do it. I put out some of the emergent vitamin C complex chews, and I put out the zinc tablets. The zinc is supposed to be a good preventive thing, too, for flus.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of home remedies out there.
Yep, well, you're concerned, you're proactive, and you're not taking it lightly, so that's also wise, right?
I agree. And I'm sure you'll get a lot of advice from your doctor on what to do, drink a lot of fluids, and get rest. We found we couldn't stay awake. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you get run down a lot.
Yeah, run down. We wanted to sleep. So don't overexert yourself, Wendy.
Yep. I think she's cautious, so that's what she's smart to be cautious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Take care, darling. Yeah. Oh, I forgot that she's got that.
The Rebel card is very simple. It says you are loved and you are here for a reason.
In life, in the world.
So not that you would forget that, but just in case, maybe if you're sick and you're feeling a little down, just remember you're loved and you're here for a reason.
But I can see as you get older, you know, you start worrying about complications.
Sure. I mean, the immune system changes.
And when that whole pandemic COVID thing got going, I mean, we were hearing so many horror stories.
and reading about it in the, you know, in the internet or newspaper. And it was really frightening, really frightening.
But we wish you a speedy recovery, yes. And we have confidence that you shall
recover. Oh, I think she will.
And you should be confident, too. That'll help you.
Sure.
The brain has much power over that kind of stuff. You know, if you're positive and believe you're going to heal and attack it, it will do so. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Take care.
And get lots of good rest. Go to sleep.
All right.
I didn't hear any noise for a while. Maybe she already went that night. She didn't hang up. But
yeah.
Maybe she had to go mute. All right. Let's keep on. And let's see. We shall go to area code 520. Arizona, 520. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Arizona.
Hi, it's Lisa. Boy, I tell you, I don't know. Lighting candles. I haven't gotten COVID. Not that I know yet. I don't know if I've gotten it. I don't think I have.
Oh, really?
That is true. You're right. Have you had flus and colds?
Well, you know, I have, and I, you know, was tested each time.
Oh,
it came back negative, but.
All right. Well, you went and tested, so you're proactive, so okay. All right. Well, what do you got?
Yes,
Deb, I wanted to ask you, you know, I told you that I got an invite from my son and for Christmas, and I just wanted to ask you, the big issue that he has with me is that I have said I don't want my parents to see, which are his grandparents, the grandchildren, unless it's supervised, and he really got upset about that. So now I have been talking with my mother. She has severe Alzheimer's. So I've been checking in with her periodically. And is he, did he make this decision to invite me because my parents are telling him that I'm calling them? And also there's another relative in the house, not in the house. She came and visited. Her name is Stacy. She's a relative. And I went to go visit. It was out of obligation. I went to go visit her when she flew in from another state. And I got a text immediately after that visit ended from my son saying that he was going to allow me to see the grandchildren. And I'm just wondering if he's, and I did ask him, I said, did you talk to Stacy? And he said no. But is he checking in with these people and hearing that I have contact with them and it's pleasant, you know, that kind of thing, and then just making a decision like, well, I'll go ahead and let my mom see the baby.
Okay. Something I don't understand is why would he object to the children being supervised? I'm not sure about that.
It's a whole other story. I don't even want to go, you know, we don't need to.
That's okay.
It's just complicated. You know how families can be complicated.
Oh, God. Yes.
Complicated.
I'm the queen of complication with my family.
Families can be so complicated also, which means they can be so screwed up.
Yeah, they are very dysfunctional.
Yep.
Mm. Okay.
They can be basically broken.
So to be clear, you want to know if he's been communicating with them or with Stacy.
Somebody that's influenced.
Yeah, any of those family members, and then he's based his decision on, because I was shocked when he said I couldn't see my grandbaby. I didn't think we'd ever go to that place.
Yeah.
And that's totally.
What is true.
That's totally stupid and whatever. So my question is,
go ahead.
Is he deciding that it's okay for me to come for Christmas just on his own, or are those other people that I've mentioned having some input in the way of, well, you know, she calls us and it's pleasant, that kind of baloney?
Oh, I can't wait to see what the cards come out on.
Boy, me too.
Because I almost see a flip-flop. I almost think that other people were influencing him to make all these horrible, bad decisions. And then maybe
he did it on his own.
Okay, well, you're right. You said there's a whole bunch of background.
He legitimately wants to fix his relationship with you, Lisa.
There you go.
He is.
I love it. Okay. I'll just embrace that.
Oh, yeah, and
you
absolutely.
Should, yeah.
He worries, and I hope that he stops doing that, that you're going to come and be troublesome.
Hmm.
You know, a party pooper.
You come up there and kind of.
That is so weird because he doesn't know me. You know, that is so weird because I would never, ever do that. I would come in like Mary Poppins. Hello, hello. You know, like a shepherd mom. Hello.
There's been this turmoil between you. And from my, you know, my own perspective with this issue in my family with two sons, they get these preconceived ideas about, you know, we're like mentally ill or we, you know, we don't want them to be happy. And
well, they're 30 years old, so they're the wisest people on earth.
Exactly.
They're reached the great age of 30.
He wants his mother back. And I want to tell you, his wife is right here, and she wants to be so close with you, Lisa. She really does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so this has nothing to do with what I can do for them, though. It's not mercenary,
no.
Is it?
It's not what?
Okay.
It's not mercenary.
Like, it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with money, right?
Oh.
I'm not seeing it.
I thought it was monetary.
No, it's not monetary.
Okay.
I think they really want to have you in their child's life. Now, isn't this the little girl?
Two girls, actually. Yeah, a little girl and another girl. Okay, well, I embrace that. I'm so delighted.
He may never apologize to you, but I think his gesture speaks for itself. If this was my son, the one that I, you know, he won't even answer my letters or my phone calls, I would be delighted to know that he wanted me for Christmas. So I think that's what your son is. He's turning the corner. And maybe he's having an epiphany where something has happened. He may have had a scare that on his life, or, you know, like a near miss in a car accident.
Something occurred where he's thinking about the important things in life, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like my one oldest son said, life is too short for this crap in the family. And he's right. So, nope, it's going to be great. And you're going to be so gracious. And his wife, I feel... He's going to want to start confiding in you, Lisa, about your son. So she wants to build a bridge with you. So I think it's beautiful. This is better than any Christmas present, you know, better than any celebration. This is a mother and her son coming together, and I think that's wonderful. What?
I love it. Oh, you made it happen.
I'm not crying.
No, but I'll tell you what, get Jim drinking a few drinks. He becomes so sentimental. This guy would sit and cry like a baby over something really sentimental.
Like spilling my drink.
No, I don't like when his wife tells me stuff about my son or the marriage. I don't like it because I don't want to be put in the middle of anything.
Oh, don't
and
be in the middle. You can just be there to listen.
Right.
Like, I have one son whose wife from another country told me that we went for a long walk together, and she told me my son has not been intimate with her for over a year, and they've only been married like 2 years. I didn't step into it, but I just let her, you know, vent and talk to me and tell me. Maybe she has nobody else to talk to. So just stay Switzerland. Is it, you know, don't take a side.
No,
right. No. Jim is performing now, so I better let him do his
yeah, my
angel's card.
No.
Rebel.
Quite the opposite. The subject says, don't effing force it.
Yeah.
Allow it to come to you. So I think it means allow these things to develop, and don't try to rush them. Let them happen the way they're supposed to happen. All these reconciliations and different stuff like
right.
that. That's what it's saying.
Just love. Let love take over.
Sometimes it starts happening. You might want to get too excited and start maybe jumping in and calling people and talking to people and like let them come to you and open the doors for you.
Right, and I think it's going to be very lovely. Or in my history, bring together all these family members. They want to have a Norman Rockwell scene, and then they start drinking. And what do you think happens? Grandma, even grandma would sit there, not my the card reading grandma, but the other one would have her glass, and she'd say, and you know what over there, Bob, you son of a bitch, I've never forgiven you for what you did in 1967, and now we're all off and running, and my sister and I have watched the Christmas tree go boom, right out the front door into the snow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? At least in those days, it wasn't an artificial tree. So you just leave it there. An artificial tree, you got to go get it because you paid more money for it and got to box it up.
And back in those days, the cops didn't take you to jail. They just came and said, hey, everybody, just calm down now.
Well, they have to keep coming back. Then they get pissed off.
Yeah. But, oh, my God.
You deserve to have all your sons back in your corner because you were a good mom, I know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you for calling.
So we love hearing from you.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, so awesome. Take care.
All right, call again.
Stay well, and take care of yourself.
Roger that. 203, Connecticut, 203, you're next.
All right. Here we go.
Hello. We don't know.
Hello there.
Hello,
you got Pat.
Hi, it's Pat Chance. Chance is listening.
We now have another caller in the same area code, so we don't know anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lucky because I called in and disconnected myself, so I'm grateful to be on.
And so did the other person in her area code. The same thing happened, not at the same time.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Well,
what you got,
confirmation, Deborah, I know it was kind of a bleak reading when I asked about money. And after that, I just lost more work until January as far as dog care. It sent me spinning, but I'm a little better now. My God. But we also talked about, going after the money now, and you kind of felt it's too early to ask, which made sense to me. But now I talk to the hypnosis gave me a lot of good ideas. And
good,
he has
good.
Worked. Yeah, he has worked with sheriffs personally. So he mentioned one guy. I was able to reach him, and he explained to me I do have to do the filing, but I can probably then have him work for me. He talked about this guy. You know, the thing is, you said there's not going to be any money in his account possibly. And Mark told me he was going after one guy, and he would put in money in the bank and then pay everyone the next day. So after that, there was no money. I have a feeling that's what this guy's going to do too. The sheriff got really creative. And he kept going, and there was no money, kept going. He finally figured out that the guy made payments on Thursday nights. So he went there immediately before the money could be gone, and he was able to get it. So I'm hoping this guy, who's close to retirement, I reached him at his home by mistake, and I'm hoping he'll help me. And the other thing is, someone said I can put a lien on his property. I don't know if that's true or not, but
yes,
if I can.
If you have a judgment, you can.
It's a different procedure.
It's a different procedure, and a lot of times people don't even know.
I'll have to go back to court.
Yeah, someone said to me that they don't know until they try to buy something, and then all of a sudden they're told you can't because you owe money.
Sell their house.
Yeah.
We went to refinance our house. My late husband had been late our time. And we had renegotiated a Bank of America. Those guys are shysters, by the way. Be careful. We renegotiated the bill. Yeah. And they went to court. We were never notified. And they put a $3,200 lien on our house.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
it was like on the title.
Yeah, remember that? And we had no knowledge until we were refinancing.
I don't know how we got through it.
We got a lawyer.
It took like a month to get through that.
Oh, it was terrible.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds like a longer process. That sounds like a longer process. So do you see me having luck with finding a sheriff personally?
Yeah, she would like to know that this first step that she's taken with the sheriff, is that going to be where she gets her success, or is she going to have to go to the next phase, which is going to be longer, and it's going to require more paperwork and more court? So what do you see of those two things? That's a good question. And it's clear. It's going to be one or the other, basically. So we know that. Not that that's a positive thing, but, you know.
That sheriff, the retired guy, or...
Well, he's getting ready to retire.
He is your... There's your luck right there. That guy...
He's what?
He's a junkyard dog. He will not give up. But that is your good karma, Pat. You're good to people. And when you need something, you know, like a bit of serendipity, and here it is, that is a gift. That's a gift to you. And, yeah, that man's going to, he knows how, he doesn't pull strings, let's put it that way. He pulls ropes. Really good for you in getting that money. And, you know, I've got to tell you, I know you're struggling, and there's a lot of hardship. Do you have a more? Okay.
All right.
And I know you're struggling, but my God, this new year is going to be great for you. And it's under what you didn't expect.
Say it again? Okay?
It's under a designation in the layout that is called Don't Expect. And love there. There's a new home there. There's new relationships. No worries about money. I mean, it looks really good, Pat.
Looks like survive the storm right now, I guess. Yeah.
Yes, we have challenges before we have abundance.
Right.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds good. And thank you for saying this guy's going to be helpful.
He's front and center. Yeah, and I'm telling you, the man is relentless. That man, the mechanic, is going to wish he'd have just paid you off from the start.
Good. Yeah, that's what my hypnosis said. He said he actually had a lot of fun with him, and he did not give up. He did not give up and got his money for him.
He loves these challenges, that sheriff. He loves it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Remember the old show Beretta from years and years ago?
Don't do the crime.
Yeah. His name, that actor.
Robert Blake.
Yeah. Oh, that's the kind of character he was in that show.
That's the name of that too. So,
Pat, it's going to be good. And if you want to call us tomorrow night, we're going to be on too.
Okay.
So give us a jingle. Jim's got a rebel card for you.
Okay. Chance might call you tomorrow. Thanks so much. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Yeah.
I will give
go
this
ahead.
Out.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw. I think it's...
Apropos.
And she's got her little buddy there. It's subject is love.
Oh.
Get some, give some. It will cheer your ass up. And nothing like a four-legged friend.
They give the best.
24/7, no matter what.
I love those rebel cards.
Well, there's some really
cards in there you would not love.
They're bright in your face.
I like that. I like that. Oh, listen, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And
have a good evening.
We're going to say good evening to you too, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got to.
We can't finish the queue.
We try. We extended the show a little bit.
Yeah.
The time has come.
Anybody who is still on the list, come see us tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, the best bet
is
to get in early.
Yeah, like these other folks did. Yeah.
Right around.
We are now on the Love Doctor show. When we will turn tomorrow, 7 p.m. on 4 p.m. Take care, everybody. Stay well.